But say first 2 days of Sukkot, Tav Shin Pei Aleph. Now we are learning Daf Nun Hei, which is the blot for the first day Sukkot. The last thing we learned was about Torah Leb Shemaim Hi. Rabbi Yechanan said that you won't find it by Sachronim and Tagorim, by business people. And a thought hit me right after the shir on Friday, and that is, why was it Rabbi Yechanan who said that? Because Rabbi Yechanan, we're going to learn in Gemara Tainus, Rabbi Yechanan had a friend called Ilfa. And they both decided to go into business together. And we'll see, the Baskel came out and said that, you know, you'll become a Godel B'Yisrael. Rabbi Yechanan heard it, Ilfa didn't. Ilfa went to business, Rabbi Yechanan stayed and became a Rav, and Ilfa argued that he's smarter than anybody else, and he can tell you every Brice you find a source of the Mishnah for it, and so on and so forth. We actually had him a few times in Zvochim, in Kochim, and I guess Rabbi Yechanan was trying to say that it doesn't work that way. That labor should mind be somebody who's in business, you got to dedicate your whole life to learning. Okay, we're up to the afternoon. Hey, I'm at Aleph, about 10 lines from the top. If everybody could please mute themselves. Okay, so we had in the Mishnah about that a city is ma'abrim, which means either the city becomes pregnant or you add parts to it. That a city, the perimeter of a city doesn't start straight from the edge of the city, but we add a certain amount. We add basically the square root of the Mishkan there, which is basically 72 thirds of an amma by 72 thirds of an amma. The Mishkan was 100 by 50, but that's what it works out to be. So Torah Bami learned, Keitzad ma'abrin es arim. So how exactly do we add to a city? Arucha k'may shehi. The Gemara explains exactly what that means. The arucha, or that a city, way it's long, the way it is. Agula, if it happens to be a round city, it's not a square city. Oisin lazovius murabas. What you do is you square off the city. So if you have a circle, the city is a circle. First of all, we make it into a square. And therefore, it adds a certain amount to the city. Okay, murabas, if the city is already square, then ain't oisin lazovius. If the city is already square, then basically we don't add anything to it. We don't need to add anything to it. Well, obviously, you can ask, what's the point? Of course, you don't have to add anything to it. It already has. We'll see. What happens? The Gemara will explain every one of these cases. What happens if the city, like a rhombus? So it's wide on top and narrow on the bottom. So how do we deal with that? We imagine that it's a square. We had this in the Mishnah. What happens if one house is sticking out from the rest of the city? So the rest of the city ends at a certain point, and then one house sticks out another 50 yards or meters out. Or if you have actually two houses, one on each end, the north and let's say the south, the top and the bottom, a house sticking out. We imagine there's a rope, that or a string that's stretched from the top house that's sticking out to the bottom of sticking out, and we add that entire area to the city before we begin calculating the 72,000 amas. Then we add the 2,000 amas as well. Then we add the 2,000 amas. What about hoisa asuya kamin keshes? What about if the city is like a bow and arrow? So you have there that U shaped, the bow part. Oy kamin gam, or like the letter chof. Right, that's how the city is. So you have the city basically in right angles. We imagine ki'ilu. You look in Rashi, have some pictures over here. We imagine ki'ilu himaleya batim, as if it's entirely filled with houses, the chatzedas and courtyards. So if you look at the picture here of the bow in Rashi, you see it says there's a like a horseshoe, and that's the keshes. Then the bottom is a line, a straight line going across. That's called the yeser. That's the bowstring. And there are houses populating the horseshoe part. And then that entire inner center is empty. We're going to start counting the 2,000 amas, not from the individual houses, but from the bowstring itself. And from there, you start counting the 2,000 amas. Anywhere along the bowstring is where you begin counting the 2,000 amas. The Gemara will explain all this soon. Now we're going to go through every single one of these dinim in the Braisa. Let's go through the first thing that you said is aruchik. That aruchik, if there's a normal city, is kamei shehu, and that it is that you don't make a short or anything else. The way it is, and you start counting your amas. Says the Gemara, obviously, what's the chiddush pshita? Like tzricha, we're talking about the aricha oktina. Let's say it's like a rectangle, and so it's not a square. Maybe we should add to the width kamash malon that you don't touch it. If it's a square, if it's right angles, then you leave it the way it is, and each side, the 2,000 amas and all that, gets calculated from where it is, and we don't add anything to it. Then the next part of the braisa was merubas. If it's a square, ein oisin lezavis. You don't add anything to it. Pshita. Why would you add anything to it if it's already a square? There's nothing here that we can imagine to be anything different. Loi tzricha. No. Tzricha. We need it. The marba. It is a square, but veloi marba b'debu oilam. But it's not the square. It's not like north, south, east, west, the way the corners of the world are, but it's rather shaped differently. So let's say it's southwest and south north. The way the square is all facing the different directions, but not the directions of this world. It's not facing due north to North Pole or due south to the South Pole. So we would have thought that maybe you should square it out. Take the diagonal all the way to the end and then square it out to give a much bigger area. I would have thought a little bit, let's square it off and make it equal to the directions of this world. Kamash, well, no, we don't do that. Okay, the next part of the braisa was, you leave it the way it is. Hoya bayis echad yaitse kimin pogum. If you have one house sticking out from beyond the city limits, oishne batim yaitsim kimishne pogumin. Right now we think that both houses are on the same side. Let's say on the eastern side, you have one on the top northeast and one on the bottom of the southeast sticking out. So we take this imaginary line and we draw a line between the two houses and then you start counting beyond those houses. It doesn't make sense. You just said if one house was sticking out. You said that why don't we make this imaginary line straight down and we add all that to the city. So shnei batim b'boy, if you have two houses, they one on the very top and one on the very bottom, you have to tell me that you add to the city. Of course you will. No, we need it. They're not on both on the same side. One is, let's say, on the east side and one is on the south side. So we would have thought the to add one side of the city, you know, an imaginary wall and to add space to the city is one thing. But to do it on two sides, let me not say. Even on two sides, you say it. Okay, the next thing was hoisa, so you can mean keshes. If the city was shaped like this bow, or you can mean gam, or like the letter chaf, and you have these two pictures in Rashi here. Roy and hoisa, we imagine ki'ilihi meleya botim v'chatzedas. We imagine that the entire area that's vacant, as if it's populated with houses and courtyards. And therefore, umoided mimeno lahal napai mama. In the case of the keshes, we look at where the bowstring would be. And from there, we start counting out 2,000 amas. And the same letter chaf, we square it off. It's no longer just a chaf, it's a square. And therefore, you can count from where that line, where those imaginary lines are. Omar Rav Huna says, Eid ho'asu yike keshes. Comes Rav Huna and says that a city that is shaped like a keshes, im yesh bein shnei rosheha. If you go to the two ends of that U shape, right where the bowstring is supposed to be, if the distance between both ends is pachas ma'abaras alofim, if ama, sorry, abaras alofim, if it's more than alofim ama, less than 4,000 amma from one end of the U to the other end of the U, which means that you can they overlap, then moidin lamina yesa. Then it makes sense that you look at where the bowstring is, and that's where you've been counting your 2,000 ammas. Abavim lav, let's say it's 5,000 amma from one end to the other end, so they don't overlap. Then moidin lamina keshes, and you forget this imaginary line. You can only count each house from their doorway, and that's where you start counting your 2,000 ammas. Says the Gemara, Umiyomar Rav Huna Hochi. Did Rav Huna actually say that? That if it's more than 4,000 amas between one end and the other end, we ignore this imaginary bowstring line. Umiyomar Rav Huna Hochi. Umiyomar Rav Huna said, Choy Masa'ir. Let's say there was an existing city, and you had a wall surrounding the entire city, and then the wall collapsed. Shenifritza. The wall collapsed, and also the houses in between also collapsed, were demolished. We'll learn next Mishnah that you're given a house, 70, every city is given 70 and 2/3 of an amma. And that's what's given to a city, that's called the Buddha Shalir, and we give that to the city. And so he says here that if you had a city and it collapsed, In this mission, the first thing we learned was basically how to square off a city. In the next mission, we learned about how we actually add to every city a certain amount. So he says that if the middle of the city just collapsed, the wall collapsed and the house they collapsed, then we give them 141 and a third, which is basically each side has 72 thirds amma, and therefore they both overlap. That's how much space we allow between the two cities. So the Cheda, where do you get this idea of 4,000 amma when he himself clearly said the gap cannot be greater than 100, you know, double of this karfif, double of this 70 and two-thirds amma. So where did the 4,000 amma come from? Amar Rabba Barula le kashas. It comes along Rabba Barula and says, it's not a problem. Kan beruach achas and kan b'shtei ruchas. In the case of the kashas, right, it's only open on one side. So therefore, Rav Huna says that if we can go up to 4,000 amma, it's all right. But Khan over here in this city that collapsed, we're talking about shtei ruchas, that the walls on both sides, if you look at the picture, the walls on both sides collapsed. And therefore, if the walls on both sides collapsed, then the maximum distance we allow from the two cities to make it feel like one, that means that the people on the right can walk all the way through the city on the left and start counting 2,000 ammas from the end of the city on the left, is only if it's less than 141 and a third amma. But if it's greater than that, it's like two independent cities, and a person on the right wants to start walking, he starts counting his tchum from his side of the city. Mashengim, by the case of the keshes, only one side is open. So if you have a gap up to 4,000 ammas, it's all right. Well, my Kamash Longmar is a question. So if that's what Rav Huna is trying to say, only in that case, that we say that what you have, each city is given a karfif, 72 thirds amma, together it's 141, well, my Kamash. So what's he trying to tell you? The night that you tell me it's only limited to that case, in the case of a kesher, Rav Huna hold is different. So that's a question. Is that if it's kind of teacher, the nice and karfif lazu, the karfif lazu, that each section of the city only gets an area of 72 thirds amma? We already learned that concept that a city is only allowed 72 thirds amma, and two cities each one gets 72 thirds amma. But now we're going to learn next block. That nois nin karfif liir, he says, you give a different man holds that you only give one karfif to a city, that means you only get 72 thirds amma. And that's it. The Chachamim say, an individual city does not have a karfif. You don't give 72 thirds amma to a city. Ela ben shtei hayotz. Only about two cities. And the question is, do the two cities merge and become one? So the people on the right side can walk all the way to the end of the left side of the city. And then begin counting their tchum. Only there do we apply the rule of karfif that we allow the two cities to join together the maximum amount of space between them is a karfif. So we already know, or we'll see that in Gemara, two karfifs. So we already know the concept that the two cities have a karfif. So why do I have to say this din again in the case of a city wall that broke down? The Itmar, I don't know who says karfif, the karfif, the Zuba says if the two cities and we're trying to merge them together, each city is entitled to one karfif, each city has 72 thizam, and together it becomes 141. And Chibarav, says, "Ein noisin ela karfif echad l'shneim." Chibarav argues; he holds that you only give one karfif for two cities. That means if they're next to each other within 72 thirds amma, we treat it like one city, so the people on the right can walk all the way to the end of the left and walk to 2,000 ammas. And according to Rav Huna, each city is entitled to 72 thirds, and therefore, as long as the gap between these two cities is less than 141 and a third, then they can join together. So we already know this concept of a city has a karfif. Why did Rav Huna have to say about a chayim b'seir, the shenifritzer, the same idea again? You're telling me it's only limited to that case, not to the case of a keshes. In a keshes, you're allowed up to 4,000 amas. So why repeat the same din? Says Gemara Tzicha, we need the din by the walls collapsing, and we need the din generally two cities next to each other. And how is that? The Yashmin Hacham. So if we only knew this din over here, I would have said that, you know, in the case of the Chayma, it was Nifritza. Should the Havilet Tzad had to make Kara? It used to be one city. It used to be one big city, and then what happened was the wall collapsed and all the houses that demolished in between. So maybe we're lenient over there and we say if there's a gap, you know, and as long as the gap is less than 141 amas, they can merge and consider one city. Abul Hassam, but over there, where the Chatzchila, there's no wall ever in the first place, and you want to create one city, aim aloy. But maybe over there it doesn't work that way. You have two separate cities, and whenever one city in the first place, you want to try to create one city, Maybe the moment you have a gap, you can't have one city. End of story. Who said that we allow you a gap of up to 130? Maybe Rav Huna then would hold that the maximum gap you can have is like Chibarav, 72/3 Amah. Who says that you can have 141 Amahs? That's a cool 141 Amah, such a big gap. Maybe that only applies to a case where you already had a city. So therefore, he had to tell you the din over here about Amish there, but nice and carefully each city. So it just tells us then, what do I need Chaimahs Shenifritza? If between two cities, you have an area between two cities, and each city needs space, so therefore, if you're only going to give two cities a 72/3 Amah, there's no room to move around. So therefore, maybe that's why Rav Huna allows there two. So that's why in the case, if he only told Chaim Shnifritza, I would say that is different because, you know, two cities need more space. But over here, it was not chiketash mishayu, because really you can go all other sides of the city. Maybe we don't need to give each city a 70 and a 2/3 amah. Maybe it'll be the chibarav that only one 72/3 amah, even though there are two cities, that's all they can have a gap between the two. Three chadifah, we need both. But in the case of the keshes, because there's only one side, he agrees up to 4,000 amahs. Says the Gemara, the kama havi ben yeser le keshes. You're telling me that the two ends of that U shape cannot be more than 4,000 amahs. So that means that you can go this side of town and walk to the middle, and the other walk all the way around the other way and come to the middle, and you can meet. So therefore, they're joined together; they're like one, and therefore that bowstring is like connected, and you can start your 2,000 amahs. But what's the distance from the end of the U, the houses themselves? Let's get the tip of the U. How far can that be from the? Is there a din at all? How far it can be from the bowstring or not? Is Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar? Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, says alpay mama. Also, shouldn't be more than tchum, because more than tchum, you cannot walk from the house to the bowstring. So, therefore, we don't imagine that's all filled. We're not going to imagine it's all filled with houses. We're going to allow him to walk all the way to the bowstring and then start counting tchum, when really, technically, you can't even walk to the bowstring because you're more than tchum from it. However, his son, Rava Breyed Rabba Rav Huna, so his son, Rava, said, Afilu Yesem Malpai Mama. He said, even more than 2,000 amah. And what's the logic in that? L'cheda, if he cannot walk from the house to the bowstring, how can you say that he only starts counting at chum from the bowstring, and we imagine it's populated houses? I want to buy a kavasad Rabba Rav Huna Mustab. It makes more sense like Rava son Rabba Rav Huna. Why? Because the Ibbah Hadr Asad al-Bati, because no matter where you live in that horseshoe, you can always get to the bowstring. Why? Take the long way. Just continue walking around the bowstring, because they are populated houses. And eventually, it's not the bow itself. And then eventually you'll get to the very top of it where they have the bowstring, the imaginary bowstring. So there, technically you could get to the bowstring as long as the bowstrings are within 4,000 amahs of each end. It doesn't matter where you live inside that bow, even though you might be more than 2,000 amahs a short way, but you can still get to the bowstring if you go the long way. So therefore, then we say, well, imagine the entire area is populated with houses, and you can walk directly from your house, beeline, even though it might be 3,000 amahs, to get to the imaginary bow line, the bowstring, and then start counting your 2,000 amahs. Says the Gemara Vayta, it says, how you shom gedudio is, if you had the like dilapidated houses or broken down houses, then it's considered part of the city, and we square it off, and we'll include them in that city. What's a gedudius? My gedudius, Rav Yehuda says, if you have three walls, but it's no longer a roof, fall apart. But because you have three walls, it's still considered a place of residence. See, what about shtei mechitzas? You only have two walls, but you do have some kind of a roof on it. Mau, do we still consider that a residence, or we say because of two walls, it doesn't really protect you at all, it's not a residence? Tashma coming here. It says, Elu, the following, Shemes Abrin Imo, the following gets increased by the city, Sheyesh Bo Arba Amis Al Arba Amis, the following are included when you add to a city. And what are they? Where are we? Nefesh, what happens, we learned before already, that you have some kind of a house, some kind of house next to a tomb. Somebody lives there. Sheyesh bo arba amas al arba amas, that has a minimum of four amas. Or v'hageshet, or if you have a bridge. Or hakever, or if you have a grave. Sheyesh behem beis dida, but remember, somebody has to live there. Or beis hakneset the shul, sheyesh behem beis dida lechazen, that the chazen, the shamish of the shul, lives over there. Well, base avayi chavim more a church lahavdil. Sheyesh bo base dida lekaimim that a goy lives there, one of the priests lives there. The arvayis, or if you have a stable like tzaddis or something like a granary or warehouses, shebesaddis in the fields or silos in the field. Vyesh behen base dida, and somebody lives there. Or habrudinin, we learned these are the little guard houses, makeshift houses. Shebetoicha inside the fields. And Vahabaya Shabiyam, if you have an island, and on this island you have there a house. I'm going to later explain exactly what the purpose of that house is. Hada Elum is Abrinima, they all get added to the city. The Elum, the following, Sha'im is Abrinima, do not get out of the city. What about Nefesh, this house next to the tomb? Shinifritza Mishtaydu Chase, that this house was open, breached on both sides. Eilech the Eilech, on both, and, both ends. Or Hagesha, or if you have a bridge, or hakeved, or a grave, she'ein le beis din, nobody lives there. Or a beis haknesses, a shul, she'ein le beis din, nobody lives there. Lechazen, the shamans don't live there. Or a beis vayi yichavim, she'ein le beis din lekaimin, doesn't the goyim don't live there. Or va'arvas, or the stable, or your warehouses, she'ein le beis din, nobody lives there. Or a bar v'seil chamayra, the different kinds of a pit. We're going to bust some more about a bar v'seil chamayra, different kinds of a pit, including a cave, or a gedder, a fence, or a shayvich, or a chicken coop, she'betoicha, in there, and again, nobody really lives there. Or the habayis shibisvina, or a ship that has a little residence and the ship there, but because it's constantly on the go, you cannot really count that as a house to say, I want to add that to the city. Ein elim is abrim imo. They don't get included with the city. Now, what does that do with what we're talking about? We asked the question about if you have a house that only, a churba, that only has a roof and two walls. Because one of the things it says he was, ketonimi, it says in nefesh. If you have that house next to the tomb, shenifritzim mishtayduch haseh, it's open on both sides, eilech the eilech on both sides. So it's clear from here, l'chayde, if you call it a house, it probably has a roof, but it's open on two sides, you tell me it's not considered a house. So here's your answer. My love, dikatika, must be a roof there. Say, well, no die from here. The lakatika, maybe there's no roof. No die one way or another. Bayis shebiyam, you have a house on an island, the machazi. Nobody wants to live alone on an island with a single house. So what's the point of a house? You know, who lives there? This particular house was used mainly to store things that they use for the ships and so on. So therefore, it's that's where the bias is, and that's what we use it for. We extended the city with that. And a cave, Amy Saberisimah, you said does not get included. Cave does get included with the city. Amr Abaye says, when we say that a cave gets included with the city and expands or extends the city's limits, is talking about Kishiyesh Binyan Alpia. There's a house, a residence on top of the cave, and someone resides there. Says the Gemara, so who, then the cave is irrelevant. And it's the fact that there's a house there. The Tepeglei Mishum Binyan Gufe. It's the house that's on top of the cave that adds to the city, not the cave itself. Says the Gemara, no, we need a lahashlim. We're talking about the house itself is less than 4 amas by 4 amas. But if you include the cave, then you have more than 4 amas. So because you have, it's the house there that's a residence, but the house on its own wouldn't add to the city, it's too small. But because you also have access to the cave, together, they join together and you can add to the city. Amar Avon said, Yoishvei Tzrifin, those people live in makeshift huts, made out of, you know, different leaves and so on and so forth. These ein moedin lehen, they do not get counted. Ella mepesach baten, they do not get counted because it's not really fixed. It's very temporal, and therefore, it's not considered a city no matter how many houses there are. Each house has to count from the end of their house to their 2,000 amos. Because if it would be considered a city, then you go to the edge of the city before you start counting tchum. But these houses are all temporary. Moser Achizav Chiz asks a question. It says in Pasik, Yachnu al Yardin, they rested by the Yardin, the Beis HaYishimis, Ad Ovel HaShitim, the rest in the Yardin from Beis HaShimis, to Ovel HaShitim, V'omad Abba Bachon, L'di Chazla Hu Asa. I saw that place, V'avit Losa Parsa, At Losa Parsa. I saw that region, and that region is basically 12 Parsa by 12 Parsa, which is the so was, I know exactly where the Yidin rested and how, and what kind of dimensions of the area that they were at. The Tanya we learned, Kishay Niftin, if a Yid had to go to the bathroom and you were surrounded by a cloud, a Niftin, we do not go to the bathroom, Lelifnaim, not in front of the cloud, because the cloud is probably going to go forward and it's not nice that you can have to go over, you know, your area. and you just soiled. But Leila today, nor on the sides, because maybe the cloud will turn right or turn left. Elachrein. If you ever had to go to the use of the bathroom, you had to go to the very back of the cloud and go out through that way and do, because they would never go backwards. So the question is, if it was Shabbos, what kind of homes they live in? They all live in these makeshift huts in the Midbar. So if somebody was in the front of the cloud and he had to walk all the way to the back of the cloud and beyond, he would be walking more than 12 mil to get to that. And you just said that there's no din of an ear when you were in these makeshift huts, which means, and we know that Chum Shabbos is one of the first things that would get the question, what was, if you remember Mar Shabbos there, when they were given in Mara, and this question whether they were given Chum Shabbos in Mara or they're just given in Hasina. But they already had it in Hasina, and even if you hold the Rabbanon, sounds like with Rabbanon, they also already had it. The Gemara is making an assumption here that if Chum is only with the Rabbanon.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. Doesn't it say in Rashi, I think in Chumash, that one of their complaints about the mon was Lechem Akloy Kel? They said it's unnatural that a person eats and they never have to go to the bathroom from this particular mon. So, yeah, what?
You're right. I'll tell you. You're right. Ask a better question. It says in all these dinim, if you go to war, you should have a shovel with you and so on and so forth. What's that talking about? The only thing that they didn't, so the Gemara Yuma we had was that the mon didn't have to go to the bathroom, but they also had other things. They also, first of all, we learned in Chulin that they used to buy things from the people, the neighbors. Plus, it doesn't say that regarding the slav. It only says that regarding the mon. So therefore, they had reason to go to the bathroom. The bottom line is they had to walk from one end to the other, and it's way more than 2,000 amos. And you're saying that in such a situation, it's not kavua. If it's not kavua, then l'chayda, your 2,000 amos start from your hut. And if it starts from your hut, how do they get to the other end? They had to hold themselves in the entire Shabbos. Om le Rav, says Rav, digle midbar kamer, you're talking about the midbar. Kivon de ksivu, it says, al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisau. Commander kivilu dam, as if they were fixed. We actually had this whole sugi in Sechta Shabbos. I don't know why nothing, no one brings it down here. But we already had over there as well, regarding, you know, Binyan and Stira. Because they were completely right on the Eibush there, so wherever they were, it was permanent at the time when they were there. So therefore, it was permanent, it was like a city, and therefore their Tchum started from the edge of the city. So they can walk the entire length and breadth of that area and then start counting beyond that point. Im yesh sham shalosh chatzedes. If you have three courtyards, shashnei batim. He says that if you have three courtyards and each courtyard, remember we learned before the definition of a chotzer is that you have to have two houses. Hukvu is considered like a city, and you start at chum from, you know, one end or the other end. Okay, says the Gemara. So that's the minimum size of a town or a village. Three courtyards, each one has two. Talking about people living in these temporary huts. Let me just tell you, make a comment. He says, the people who live in these kind of huts and they can't sleep.